This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue our study of the series in which we've been engaged for several days, Why We Should Love Jesus. And today I base our study upon the words of Paul found in Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 5. Have this mind in you which also was in Christ Jesus, who existing in the form of God, thought that the being on an equality with God thought not the thing, the being on an equality with God, a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself. Now, the point that we want to make here is that Paul is saying that Christ is our example. This we have learned in other passages, such as 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. And here Paul says that Christ is to be our example in mind. We ought to love Jesus because he tells us what attitude we ought to have. He is our example as to attitude. Specifically, his mind is to be our mind. We are to think as he thought, to have attitudes that he had. And so let us note the mind of Christ personally, and then as that mind must be in us. First of all, then, we note the mind of Christ as seen in him personally. First, the mental attitude. He counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped. In other words, not something to be held on to at all costs. Again and again, he emphasized during his life, I must be about my Father's business. I came not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Now, this is saying, in effect, that Christ came to do the will of the Father. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9, the Bible tells us, though he were rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might become rich. And so we see the activity that was involved in the life of Christ as a result of his having the attitude which he had. Our passage in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 says, he emptied himself. As a result of having the attitude that he had, he gave up himself. He took on himself the form of a servant. He humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death. And though he existed as the Word, and therefore rich spiritually in heaven, he became poor, that is, he took upon himself flesh and blood, as we read in John 1, verse 14, in order that we might become rich through his death, burial, and resurrection. And then there was the resultant crowning of Christ. Wherefore also God highly exalted him and gave unto him the name that is above every name. He is now seated on the throne of David in heaven, as Peter makes clear in Acts chapter 2, verses 22 to 36. He is now reigning as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's coming again to judge, to bless, and to punish. Now, having looked at the mind of Christ as seen in him personally, let us look and see how it should be in us. There should be humility, lowliness of mind. There should be the willingness to be used for others, to give our lives in service to other people, that they may hear the gospel and be saved, that they may receive the things that are necessary for their health and continued physical life. We must truly care for others, and we must in honor prefer one another. We must not only love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, but we must love our neighbor as ourselves. And then the resulting activity from such an attitude will be that since the body is the instrument of the mind, for one to live as Christ, he must first have the mind of Christ. We've got to recognize that. And this involves, so far as God is concerned, that we recognize that it's his will that must be done and not our own, and that we must prefer other men to ourselves. Note the following passages. Philippians 1:27, let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel. Philippians 2:12, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 4:4-7, rejoice in the Lord always. Philippians 2:14-16, holding forth the word of life. Philippians 1, chapter, verse 21, to live is Christ. And the result will be that we will be raised up with him and made to sit in the heavenly places. We will have a present victory over present circumstance. We will receive in this life 100-fold more, and in the world to come eternal life. For to live is Christ, and to die is gain. I love Jesus because he helped me to see what kind of attitude I ought to have, and what ought to follow as a result from having the right attitude.